Hallelujah. Thank God for that. I tell you what, the Lord, the Holy Spirit came to indwell you when you got saved. But He wants to fill you. It's more than just being indwelled. He wants to fill you this morning. Amen. And that's what we're missing. That's what you're missing if you're not happy. We was going to sing something else, but God put this on our heart this morning. Amen.
Awoken the Hallelujah. Oh, somebody got a hold of the Master here this morning, didn't he? Amen. Well, that's good for you. You know what? The Lord can do more in 5 seconds for you, if you'll let Him, than 10 hours of counseling. Than every book, every seminar that they've ever had out there. God can do more in split second if you'll just surrender to Him. You know what you need to do? Surrender to Him. Surrender to Him. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. If you want to really see some fanatics, watch a football game this evening. Well, they got their face. Well, they got their face painted blue and all kind of. Yeah, there's your weirdos. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
It's still real.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. I'm glad I'm saved. Go ahead, brother.
He's still real.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to be saved, ain't it? Amen. That's the kind of church. Hey, this kind of church you ought to go to. And it ain't the only one. This kind you ought to go to. Amen. Where the river's flowing. The breeze blows once in a while. It's like it comes from another world. That's what Ralph always said. Ralph says, he says, a breeze from another world. Amen. The world says it's your emotions. That's because the natural man knoweth not the things of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. I know what it is, buddy. I'll never forget. I got saved at Nebo Baptist Church, and I stand in the choir one Sunday morning, and you know, there was real nice and reserved people, real well-to-do folks, and I was standing there, and I thought I was going to blow up one Sunday morning. And we were saying, this is my story, this is my song. Something started coming out going, and I thought, and there was people all around me. I wanted to jump over the seat and run around the building. I didn't, but I should have. Amen. Boy, it's good to be saved this morning. I tell you what, it's difficult to know exactly what to do in a service like this. We could sort of let it go either way. But I do want to give you something from the Bible. Open your Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 7. Just give you a little quick truth here this morning. God knows what we need. The Lord sent this good spirit in here this morning. And I want to give you something this morning to take with you and maybe help you along this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. You may not believe this, but Ecclesiastes has become one of my favorite books in the Bible over the years. I have several favorite books. Ecclesiastes has become one of my favorites. It's a book that you have to read, and the key phrase to understanding the book of Ecclesiastes is under the sun. If you don't get that, you'll miss the whole point of the book. Under the sun. God's dealing with man, and man's dealing under the sun. This life. And so, this morning, I want to point out to you a very unusual verse of Scripture. Chapter 7. Everybody look at it. This is one of the most unusual thoughts you've ever heard. You will never hear this in college. They haven't got this far yet. They're not this advanced. They're still in elementary things, spiritual things. You'll never hear this in high school. What I'm going to tell you this morning. You'll never hear it on TV. Dr. Drew, Anderson Cooper, what's his name? All them old guys, amen. All the talk show hosts do not know what I'm going to show you this morning. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1. A good name is better than precious ointment. We all know that. Second part. And the day of death than the day of one's birth. What a verse of Scripture. That verse said that the day a person dies is better than the day that they are born. That's what it says. Nobody can understand that but a child of God. This morning, I want to preach on that thought. Death is better than birth. The book of Ecclesiastes helps you to look at this, at things right. The wisest man that ever lived in this world, besides Jesus, wrote it. And you know what he said? He said, the day that a person dies is better than the day that they was born. Isn't that an amazing statement? Now, the world, as usual, looks at it completely opposite. The world, most of the time, the Bible takes an opposite view of science and education. And that's why people hate the Bible. The view of every scientist, every educator, and most religious leaders in the world is absolute opposite from what the Bible views. The world celebrates when a baby comes into the world and mourns when somebody dies. According to that verse of Scripture, for a Christian, for me and you, your day when you die is a better day than the day you was born. I'm going to show you that this morning. Let's imagine this morning that, let's just imagine that between that pew right here is your birth right here, and stepping up right here would be death. You're born right there. Amen. Jeremy, I want you to help me here just a second. All right, he's going to be a man born into this world. Stand up there just a second. He did not look like this when he was born. He was cute. Little baby. He looked more like that. Hold that up, Cassandra. He looked more like my deacon here. There he is. That's what he looked like when he was little. Something sure bad happened to him over the past 30 years. But anyway, he came into this world like that. Everybody says, oh my goodness, isn't it cute? And he said, oh, isn't it cute? Isn't it cute? Little Jeremy. Now, from here to there is his life. He's got to go through. I want you to imagine that it's this deep in sludge. What is sludge? I don't know. Like muck. Quicksand. Imagine that. Okay? It's this deep. He's got to walk in. That's what this world's like. Just trudging through. Burdens, problems, sickness, disappointments, and everything. Now, up here is heaven. Now, up here in heaven, it's sunshine. There's no problems. I can go around like this. I'm happy. I feel no burden. Down here, I'm up to here in junk. Amen. And I give. So when he comes into this world, that's what he comes into. Yeah. When he leaves this world, this is what he comes into. Amen. So the day of one's birth is not as good a day as the day of one's death. Amen. If you're a Christian. Right? Amen. Now the whole thing hinges on, do you really believe there's a heaven and really believe there's a God? The Bible presents things from up here, this point of view, heaven. It sees the whole picture. All the world sees is this right here. All the world sees is make a living, make a lot of money, nice house, nice car, nice clothes, don't get sick, pay your bills, get a lot of insurance. All right. That's it. That's all they got. But from up here, they're up here saying, all you've got to do is get through that mess down here, and son, it's shouting and happy forever and ever 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 and ever. So the day of one's death actually is better than the day of one's birth. Amen? Now listen, you sit down there just a second, brother. Let me say a few things about that this morning. The Bible takes a negative view of man and a positive view of God. The world puts a positive view on man and a negative view of eternity. The world progress, for example, is often failure in the sight of God. The United Nations this morning is progress in the world's eyes, but it's terrible in God's eyes. The gay liberation movement is positive in the world's eyes, but it's terrible in God's eyes. So the Bible said this. The Bible said this. The Bible said that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination to God. And what you need to learn how to do is look at things from up here. Put yourself in heavenly places and look at things from eternity and not just from down here. Down here we're paying our bills. We're working. We got to do it. You got to pay your house payment. You got to eat. You got to feed your family. We have to live this life. But you know, this it's sludge, buddy. It's sludge. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. I'm going to just illustrate it with a couple of little truths this morning. A sweet little innocent baby comes into this world. How sad. Amen. And when a Christian leaves this world, the Bible said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. What's that? It don't say precious in the sight of the Lord is the birth of a little baby. It said precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. That's right. So when we die, the fun is just starting, people. When we die, the real joy, we're going to get loose. Hadn't you ever felt like you just couldn't get loose? Like this old flesh and this old world got you tied down? You're like a caterpillar and then you become a butterfly, you know? Like I told you the other day, like them two butterfly, two caterpillars was looking at each other like this, and two little caterpillars was crawling on a log, and about that time a pretty butterfly flew across like that and said, and you never get me up in one of them things. And you know why? They ain't got there yet. And that's the way this life is. We can't imagine being able to fly. We can't imagine living in a perfect city where there's no problems and no bills to pay and no rent to pay and no taxes and no sickness and no doctor bill. We can't imagine that. But I'm telling you this morning, just as sure as there's a God in heaven, just as sure as there's a sun shining out there this morning, there's a place waiting on us where it's better than anything we've got down here. Amen? That's right. Now, I want to say just a couple things about this truth, and I'll let you go. The first thing I want to say is, death lets you in. The world lets you in pain. Death lets you in peace. The world lets you in the door of suffering. Death lets you in the door of no land, the land of no suffering. I want to say because you're born a sinner. We are born a sinner. You know why the Bible said the day of your death is better than the day of your birth? Because you was born a sinner and you die a saint. That's one reason. You're born a sinner. Every parent here, some of you ladies don't understand it yet, but every parent here can tell you their little child born a sinner. You was born a sinner. I was born a sinner. We are naturally bent. We're naturally bent going the wrong way. Y'all listening? Help me, mamas. Y'all, good night. Listen, you need to understand this morning that we are born into sin. You might not believe it, but a child is natured with a tendency toward doing wrong. They really are. They're liars. All of them little liars. Ain't nothing wrong with them. They'll cry and make you think you're dying. And you come in there, and the Bible said the wicked go astray as soon as they're born, speaking lies. So the Bible does say that. Let me tell you what they said. They said this. They said, every baby, listen to this. Every baby starts life as a little savage. He is completely selfish and self-centered. He wants what he wants, and he wants it when he wants it. His bottle, as being evidenced by all these in here this morning. That's why we have a nursery, ladies. He wants his bottle, his mother's attention, his playmate's toy, his uncle's watch. You deny him what he wants, and he seizes with rage and aggressiveness, which would be murderous were he not so helpless. Have you ever not give a kid what he wants and he goes, what is that in them like that? It's a devil in them, buddy. They're born. You say, where'd they get that? From you. That's right. He is dirty. He has no morals, no knowledge, no skills. All children, not just certain children, are born delinquent. Now the world don't believe that. They believe everybody's born wonderful and whatever you put into them, they'll grow up to be. the history and the facts show otherwise. The history and the facts show you don't have to teach a kid how to lie. How do they already know how to do it? You have to teach them don't lie. You don't have to tell them, say, listen, let me tell you how to get out of trouble. Like if you break something and your mama says who done it, tell her you didn't. You don't have to teach them that. They already know how. Who done that? Wasn't me. How'd they know that? Because you're born into sin. You're born into sin. When you come into this world, you are born a sinner. When you leave this world, if you're saved, you leave a saint and you'll never sin again. That's why dying is better than birth. Anytime, any place, for any reason, for any reason, sin is bad. Sin makes the world a worse place to live in. Every time there's a sin committed, things get worse. Any sin, ever sin, that's why dying is better than being born. You're a sinner. You're a sinner by nature, you're a sinner by birth, and you are a sinner by choice. You're a sinner by nature. You get it from your parents. You're a sinner by birth. You're born into sin, and you're a sinner by choice. Just as quick as you get big enough, you choose what's wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, you know why the Bible said this? Because you are born a sinner. The depravity of the human heart. You have to tell a baby, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't do that. Don't. No, no, no. No, no. Don't put that in your mouth. Put that down. Don't you? Why do you have to do that? How come they don't just naturally know what's right? You say, well, Brother Danny, they don't know. It's always opposite. Listen, if we tell them kids back there, they have to come in here, they want to go back there. I've noticed it. They say, I want to come into big church. If we tell them, you have to sit in here, they say, I want to go to junior church.
Yeah.
There's something in us that just don't want to do what we're supposed to.
Amen.
Heard about that fella. Said one time he's driving this, had this big brand new Cadillac, and he's driving down the road with this big Cadillac, and about that time a group of Hell's Angels got around him, and there's about 30 guys on motorcycles, and they come out, and they said, "Die, car!" Took him over here, and they drawed a big circle on the road, and they said, "Now you stand right there in the middle of that circle, and if you get out of it, we're going to beat you to death." And they went over here and they took chains and busted out his windshield, that Cadillac. And they took knives and stabbed his tires and took them out and ripped up his leather seats and kicked it in and put dents in it and everything. And they come back over and say, "What do you think now, Mr. Rich Boy?" He's going, they said, "What's wrong with you, fool?" He said, "I got out of the circle 3 times, you didn't even see me." You know what that is? That's human nature. There's something in us, we just don't want to do what we're supposed to, do we?
Wow.
I'm driving down the road, and I see a cop, and I think, I just want to speed. What makes me do that? What makes me do that? I'm not even in a hurry, and I want to do it. There's just something in us. We don't want nobody telling us nothing. We don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody putting no rules on us. No restriction. No, we're born sinners into this world. Sin dishonors God. Sin makes the world a worse place. Amen. You know, you have to fight with sin your whole life. You know why it's better to die than it is to be born? Because when you're born, you enter into a world of sludge. And you fight with sin and fight with sin and fight with sin and fight with sin and fight with sin. I've been fighting with sin ever since I was born. And I've been really fighting it since I got saved when I was 18. It's a fight every day, every day. I can't imagine waking up one morning and having no devil, no sin to fight. I can't imagine that. But I'm going to tell you something. One blessed day, one day when I step over like this and I see Jesus and I see God and I see my mom and I see all that, I ain't going to have to fight with sin. So the day of my death is actually better than the day of my birth. I'm telling you, brother, this thing don't end with death. We got something to look forward to. It's real this morning. There's a real heaven. Amen. Because you're a sinner. You're born a sinner. You die a saint. I'll tell you another reason. Because you're born into a world of suffering and you die into a world where there ain't no suffering. Now, the longer I live, the more I realize. I come by that hospital down there at Winston-Salem last night. Man, I look at that thing every time I look at that. I remember going down there to visit Linda Hout so many times. And I remember going down there to visit, I could name you bunches of people. And Bo here, he's been in there, how many times? You had 20-something CAT scans
22.
In the last year. Lord, that'd give you cancer if you didn't have it.
Yeah.
That much radiation shooting in you. And he's been down there all this time, 22 times, and just in the last year and a half. And let me tell you something, I went by that place last night. Every time I go by there, it scares me. Every time I go by there, I see them big old tall buildings, and I remember going down them hallways, and it's just room after room after room after room. Little babies laying in them little glass things, them things going, their kids with their hair fell out, 7 and 8 years old, and mamas, I've seen them in them waiting rooms in there crying, and everybody in there bawling. That's this world. That's this world. And if your time ain't come, it's coming. Don't you worry about it. I guarantee you, brother, this world is a world of suffering, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, 1,000 people a day commit suicide. It's so bad. Over in Hungary, 34 out of 100,000 people kill themselves because of alcohol and drugs and disease and disappointment and no reason to live. This whole world's full of sludge. And if your time ain't come, it's coming. There's suffering in this world. There's doctors and hospitals. And every time I go by there, I think, oh, Lord, help them poor people. I mean, thousands of them in that. The parking lot's full. They're building on right now. This world ain't getting better. That's the future of everybody in here. Pain and suffering and suffering. That's why the Bible said the day of your death is better than the day of your birth. You're born into the world of suffering. But when you step across and the day of your death and you see the Lord and the sun shining and everything great, the Lord will say there'll be no more suffering. God will wipe all tears from our eyes. There'll be no more hospitals. There'll be no more doctor bills. There'll be no... Listen, you just hang in there. Be faithful to God. You're going to go to a place where it's better for you to die and get there than it was to be born and live here. That's right. That's right. Another thing I want to say. You're born to die. You know why the Bible said it's better to, your day of your death is better than the day of your birth? Because you're born to die, but you die to live. The second you enter into this world and breathe air, you start dying. I see people a lot, like flea market, or I go to town and I see something, and I see somebody. I seen a guy the other day, and he said, "Well, hey, there's old Danny Castle." And I looked at him and I thought, "Who's that old man? I don't know him." And then I went to school with him. Who are we trying to kid, people? You know, you keep saying, I'm all right. Well, you look at some of them people you went to school with. They were in the rest home. And you think, oh my goodness, do I look like that? Well, he knowed me and I didn't know him, so maybe I ain't that bad. And I thought, oh my goodness. And you know, face it, people. You can fix up.
Yeah.
You can exercise.
Yes, right.
You can take vitamins.
Yeah.
You can go to the spa and the gym. And I'm not against no. I think y'all take care of yourself. But y'all looking rough.
Amen.
And we all are. I know it. I ain't kidding myself. I looked at me the other day and thought, shoot.
Amen.
Dude, you need help. I need no help from you right now. Y'all don't look so hot yourself. But the truth is, we're dying.
Right.
We're dying. Wrinkles. 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 Why you smile so much? I mean, everything. That's what one fellow said. He said, my whole body's moving toward the ground. He said, after you pass 55, everything falls off, falls out, or falls down. So that's for that about those, that woman. She had that hourglass figure. But now all the sand's gone to the bottom. That's the way it is, really. I mean, we're getting old. We're getting feeble. Then you got to have glasses. And then finally crutches. And then a wheelchair. That's where we're headed. That's why. Hey, let me tell you something, brother. When the Lord opens the gate up there and you step in, no wheelchairs allowed up here. We don't need them. No handicap stickers and no handicap sign. Boy, you know, I really had a great time this weekend because Bo's got a handicap sticker. And I said, let me have that thing. Man, I hung that thing. I always wanted one of them. I love it. I used mom. I said, bless God, we'll park in the front door. I dare them to say anything to us. I drove around. I still got that in my 4Runner? Oh, man. I don't know. I want one of them things. I tell you, that was fun having that thing. I know there's some of you that's got them and you don't bit more need them than I do. But you know what? There ain't going to be none of them up there. There ain't going to be no handicap stickers. There ain't going to be no handicap sign. There ain't going to be nothing like that, brother. I'm telling you, the day that I was born is not as good a day as the day I'll leave this world. Now we sorrow. When somebody dies, we cry. When somebody dies, it breaks our heart. You know, when Mom died a year and a half ago, it broke my heart. And I cried, and I cried, and my sister that cried. And well, we had an awful time. And I mean, it was, but you know what? We weren't crying because we was feeling sorry for her. We was crying because we miss her and we won't get to see her no more. Mom's better off than she ever was. She's better off than she ever was. She suffered bad all her life. She hurt. She had pains all the time. But not now. The day of her death was better for her than the day she came into this world. You see how different the Bible looks at things? When you look at it like that, being homecoming queen ain't quite as important. Or getting that trophy. There's nothing wrong with it. That girl was there last night that won the homecoming queen. I didn't congratulate her or nothing because they laid out Friday night and went. They had a homecoming football game up there, and the girl goes to that church who won homecoming. She was there last night. I didn't say I'm happy for you or nothing. She was there, and people think, oh, it's wonderful. Oh, it's great. And you know, them little old thrills like that, they don't last no time. 10 years from now, them people that went to school with her won't even remember, won't even know where she's at. But that old book said, the day of one's death is better. Now, you can have joy when a baby's born in the world you're supposed to. But the truth is, if they're saved, it's a lot better when they leave this world than when they come. Sometimes when you see a little old baby, don't you feel sorry for it?
Yeah.
You think, oh, Lord, if they only knew what's out there waiting on them. But then when Mom died, what's waiting on her? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
What's waiting on her?
Yeah.
The day of one's death is better. John 16:28, Jesus said, I leave the world and go to the Father. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ said that. I leave the world and go to the Father. You know what happens when you leave this world? You go to the Father. That's where you go. When a Christian dies, he never hurts. He never suffers. He never worries. He never dreads. He never fears. He never sins. He's never disappointed or disappoints. He never comes short. In a perfect environment, with perfect atmosphere, with a perfect family and a perfect government, and never sick, and never dies. And that's why the day of one's death is better than the day of one's death. Let's stand with our heads bowed.